This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
U equals U stands for undetectable equals untransmissible. It refers to people who are living with HIV and are in treatment for that diagnosis. The treatment is taking the levels of the virus down to such a low level in their body that the disease is therefore untransmissible to any sexual partners. A new campaign is breaking ground in Australia, pioneered by community group, the Institute of Many. Dean Arcuri sat down with Nick Hollis to talk all things U things U. U equals U.
I don't worry about my status or my partner's status. For my partners that are HIV positive, if they're undetectable, then it's not like I can get it.
It's a little overdue, I must say, here in Australia. I remember when U equals U first started to gain traction in the United States and beyond a couple of years ago. And I remember seeing all that happen and connecting with Bruce Richmond, who's the founder of the movement, thinking that this is so great. The US and other countries need this so badly. We're so fortunate here in Australia. I felt like the conversation around undetectable viral loads had already been happening. You know, ACON's Ending HIV campaign was doing some good stuff around that. VAC had also run with it, as well as the PLHIV orgs. And then in classic fashion, it just blew up and went around the world. UNAIDS signed off on it, the CDC, the World Health Organization all endorsed it. And it was just time for us to start talking about it.
The thing I don't worry about is that I can't pass on HIV to my partner, live my life without giving my status a second thought.
It was really, really important to me that the U equals U campaign centred positive and negative voices. We've been saying for a long time that to get HIV over the line, as in to end it, it's going to take buy-in from not only the positive community, but our potential partners too, and people at risk of HIV. It's kind of just made total sense because Dynamics are the ones who actually initiated this whole campaign and partnership and approached us to do it. Dynamics is a PrEP importation website. It made a lot of sense to try and feature HIV negative voices on PrEP and without. There are people in the campaign who are considering going on PrEP, as well as some positive voices.
It really speaks to the fact that U equals U is really all about us being able to talk.
And also, U equals U is so fantastic because it's a shorthand. We've needed a shorthand. We've been talking now about, you know, the relatively low risk and then no risk associated with having an undetectable viral load if you are a person living with HIV. That's a really long sentence to put on your Scruff profile, you know what I mean? and U equals U is just that perfect shorthand that we need. It's, you know, when we say PrEP, you know, people on PrEP know exactly what that is. Potential partners are pretty clued up on what PrEP is, and PrEP's a really short, sharp, simple phrase that we use that says a lot. We've been saying a lot, but we haven't had a really effective tool to communicate that, and that's why U equals U is so exciting.
Well, as we said, U equals U has been around for a while, but do we really think the message is penetrating? I personally feel like sometimes the message isn't penetrating enough. PrEP gets more attention than U equals U gets the reality of U equals U and the communities that it's a part of, because there are so many more lines to the narrative that exists.
Absolutely. And you know, when it comes to getting penetrated, I am all about increased levels of penetration. I think that you're absolutely right, Dean, and this has been a source of not so much frustration but concern as PrEP has been rolled out and platformed as the very necessary missing piece of the puzzle that we've been looking for in the war to end HIV. It's really important to acknowledge that people living with HIV have been doing the heavy lifting in terms of keeping the community as safe as possible for many, many years, and many of your listeners will, of course, have been part of this fight and part of this movement for decades. And I think that, you know, it's really important to acknowledge that, you know, a lot of the heavy lifting, a lot of the blame has come our way over the years for why HIV rates are going up. And not to mention, of course, the discrimination and criminalisation, which is still being directed towards people living with HIV. So U equals U is a phenomenally freeing, empowering movement when it comes to living with HIV. And my number one hope is that people living with HIV finally free themselves of those decades of fear and hurt?
So I became involved in the campaign. Basically, Nick asked if I would be keen to share my story and point of view about what U equals U means to me and how particularly starting PrEP had changed my view and how I negotiate sex and that with partners.
Do you find it's a conversation that's still not had a lot, talking about, you know, undetectable viral loads?
I think it's a conversation that's being had more and more, which is great. I think, you know, growing up as a queer person in Melbourne, there was a lot of fear and ignorance around HIV status, and it probably wasn't something that people were as comfortable talking about because of that stigma. And I think that as people have become more aware and we've had more tools against HIV, such as PrEP and undetectable viral loads, that conversation is becoming easier to have, and people are more confident in terms of sharing that responsibility between HIV negative and HIV positive people.
There's a great line that young Darby uses in one of the U equals U videos where he says HIV isn't necessarily in the past, but it doesn't have to be in the future. And, you know, he's not talking there about people living with HIV because we're not going anywhere anytime soon. But certainly the fear of us is something that can, I think, finally be shown the door. And that's what we're really excited to talk about around the country. Bruce Richman, who is the founder of U Equals U, the award-winning game changer that he is here in Australia right now. And we're doing U Equals U speaking tour events, kind of like town hall chats in order. We go to Canberra, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth and Sydney. We would have loved to squeeze more cities in, but we can only get Bruce here for a certain amount of time. And that is a really important opportunity. We can put videos out there and get them on everyone's news feed, and we've got street posters going up in Sydney and Melbourne and all that sort of stuff. But as anyone who's dismantled stigma over the years knows, you've got to have those conversations in person. So we really hope that positive and negative people all show up to talk and have their say and listen.
I don't worry about catching HIV like I used to.
I no longer worry about passing on HIV to my partner. Whatever barriers did exist between me and love are no longer there. U equals U means we can love without fear.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Nick Hollis and Mark, speaking about a groundbreaking new campaign that puts a human face on the new reality of HIV prevention, U equals U.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.